Welcome you back. Sports Talk, 95.3 The Score. It's the home stretch. And now it's that time for us to pay homage to the magnificent Nate Peterman and his unique ability to put points on the board for the other team. And any quarterback worth his salt knows, well, you can take matters into your own hands. It's something we call the pick six.
Let's see what Nathan Peterman, the rookie from Pitt, can do.
Peterman rolling and throwing off the hands of DeMarco and intercepted. Patrick DeMarco couldn't hold it. Corey Toomer has it. And down the sideline, he tightropes. Corey Toomer is in for a Charger touchdown. Pass rushers that will come after the rookie, and they do. He floats one, and that's intercepted across the 25-yard line. Pressure coming. Peterman hit, and that is his third interception of the day. Trey Boston blitzes on, and Peterman's throw. And that's another takeaway for the Bears. Leonard Floyd with a touchdown for Chicago.
Peterman picked off Joseph, and he will go! Touchdown!
They quickly found out, not too much.
That's the best answer. Just, well, what could he do? He does a lot of damage. He's an efficiency leader in the damage department.
Defensive coordinators want to play against him.
All right, so I have a four-game lead heading into the weekend. I'll start Chiefs, Pats.
Oh, we're starting with the second game?
I could do anything I want.
All right, it's true.
I had them both last week as home chalk, thinking their upstart opponents would get slapped back to reality. And as some were throwing dirt on New England's coffin, I was said I was the one cleaning it off, saying not so fast. I think Kansas City's going to get a postseason lesson in championship football. Pats are healthy. The AFC is theirs, and you get points. So I'm going to take New England plus the three, and I'm going to tag it. A lot of talk about the weather. We've learned it's just going to be cold, not Arctic, not 20s, maybe high 20s.
Supermoon.
I think both teams can score. Taking the Patriots plus three with the over 56.
Well, my picks for this game, it basically comes down to the Patriots will never die. When the world is ending and the sun has reached its end, it turns into a supernova, starts destroying the planets before it, and it comes towards Earth. Who will be here to defend it? Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. You think some Arctic blast is going to scare them? Please, let's be better than that. The Pats are going to win this game with their insistence on the ground game. Sony PlayStation Michelle is going to be a vital part of it, and the Pats are going to try and dominate time of possession. All of those runs and all the time the Pats are going to take is going to kill the over, and possibly also because of the cold. But again, I'm not going to root for the Patriots because the Patriots are going to end up playing in Atlanta for the Super Bowl. So I'm going against everything I'm saying. I'm taking the Chiefs minus three. I'm taking the under 56 to get to the superb owl.
Okay. In the NFC, the Rams and the Aints. L.A. visited the Big Easy the first Sunday in November and dropped a shootout. And there's kind of a sense, is this the last hurrah for Drew Brees, just the beginning for the Rams? Maybe, but I think if Brees will be back next year, and they'll probably be right back in it. Here's my problem. The Saints are not that healthy, especially on the offensive line. They fall behind. I'm not sure they've got a similar rally like they did last week. I'm saying the Rams make Super Sunday, and again, I'm taking the road team and the points, and again, I'm going to tag it. That's a big over-under. And if we saw last week, if the Rams are going to win, they're going to have to run their double-headed backfield, eat some time. So I got the Rams and the three and the under 57.5.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, the NFL gods do not like me. Football in general since February 2017 has not gone well for me. And to be honest, it just football in general hasn't been a whole lot of fun. So this weekend is going to go one way, which is the last two teams I'd ever want to play in the Superb Owl in my Fail Clown's fancy new stadium are going to end up in the Superb Owl number 53. So if this is going to end up being a Saints-Pats Superb Owl, I'm rooting like hell for the Rams and the Chiefs. Rooting for your heart normally doesn't go well for me, but I'm doing this for entertainment purposes only, and I would get the most entertainment by watching the Rams or by watching the Saints lose. So I'm taking the Rams plus three and the over 57. It's in a dome. That's why.
All right. I'm going to go NBA. tonight on ESPN, the Warriors are playing the Clippers at Staples. LA is an interesting team. Of course, they decided things had gone as far as possible and dealt Blake Griffin. They have not fallen off Kyrie Irving's flat earth. They've got three really good scorers, Tobias Harris, Danilo Gallinari, and Lou Williams. They had last night off. They're home. I just think this is going to be a Wild West shootout. I'm taking the over. This is a big number. 241 points.
Whoa.
I'm taking the over Warriors Clips.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with some player props. Going back to the NFL, the first game of the weekend, Rams at Saints. This is Alvin Kamara, total rushing and receiving yards. The number is 100.5. Your odds for that are -120. I'm taking the over 100.5. He had averaged 47 receiving and 59 rushing a game, which is, if you do that math, and my calculator told me, 106 yards a game. Earlier in week 9, 34 receiving, 82 rushing, and Michael Thomas still went off for 200 yards. I think Thomas will be held back because Aqib Talib's going to be guarding him. That's going to open the game up for Kamara. I think he has a big game over 100.5 total yards.
All right. One more NBA game from tonight. Utah hosting Cleveland. The Jazz are a good team. They're on a run, 1-5 in a row. The only Cavalier win this calendar year was at the LeBron-less Lakers. Utah's healed up. They've got the Stifle Tower, Rudy Gobert guarding the rim. This is another big number. Utah at home, blowout city, laying 15.5 points.
How about that? My last one, another player prop. This is in the AFC Championship game. Sammy Watkins, total receiving yards. I'm taking the under 55.5. Your odds for that are -125, but it's just the under. I don't think Sammy Watkins is all that good. At best, he's fourth in this offense in the passing game. The Pats are going to, I think, choke the life out of this one with the running game. The Chiefs are going to have to score quick. Sammy Watkins isn't their fast guy to go to. I don't think they're going to go to him. Under 55.5 receiving yards for Sammy Watkins.
All right, and that is your pick six.